Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting third. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Boken. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conlon. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Conlon steals second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chamberlain juggles the ball. That's an error on Chamberlain. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Averill scores. Vozmak moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is walked intentionally. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chamberlain for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Shea reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Conlon reaches second base with a double. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. Conlon moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Burnett moves to third. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon. Hale reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Vosmick scores. Trotsky goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Cobb moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-1 in the game. Chamberlain strikes out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Wyatt moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Wyatt scores. Conlon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cobb. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hale fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-2 in the game. Boken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Boken moves to second. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-2 in the game. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Boken moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Myatt reaches third base with a triple. Trosky scores. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les T. Chain now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Shea and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Conlon hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Joe Vosmek. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to third. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boken strikes out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chamberlain strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bocek pinch hits for Les T.J. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek strikes out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Conlon hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Galavan now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hale takes first base on ball four. Trosky moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball four. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 10-5, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.